Monsters from the Basement.
Hi, this is Michelle Shields, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downing. We are in Indianapolis, Indiana at the Days of the Dead convention, and I'm here sitting at the table of
Michelle Shields.
Michelle is an actress and a model, and she was nice enough to take a few minutes this morning talking with me. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. Kind of tired of wearing shoes from this long weekend, but I'm ready for the last day and to give it my all.
You had a good time this weekend?
Oh, yes, definitely. I love doing conventions. I love getting to talk to people, meet my fans, tell everybody about everything that's going on.
So is acting something you've always wanted to do?
Oh, yes, definitely. Since as far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be an entertainer of some kind. I've always been one of those kids that would sit and entertain their family and tell jokes all the time. I've always been really, really into comedy and really into horror. So, I was definitely one of those kids that would sit and just watch movies over and over, learn the lines, and then, you know, watch the whole movie while saying it and acting it out at the same time. So I've always had a passion for acting.
How old are you?
I'm over 18.
I know you're not supposed to ask the lady her age.
Yeah, I can play about 16 to 30, so, you know, depending on makeup and hair and everything. So I'll just leave it at that.
How did you first get involved in acting?
I grew up and doing plays in school and things like that. I found in the newspaper one day when I was about 16 a movie that was being filmed near where I lived, and I went and tried out for that, and they wound up not wanting to use me for the role I tried out for, but instead they wrote a whole new character for me because they liked what I did so much. And from there, just through networking and meeting people, I really got into the business. Definitely going to horror conventions and everything like that because I'm a fan anyway. One person that really kind of did a lot for me was Robert Dazar. He's a really great guy. I took some acting classes with him. He got me set up with some agents and everything. And from there, I'm where I am today. Been doing this for about 10 years. I'm enjoying every moment of it.
So how many films have you appeared in so far?
Gosh, I really have no idea. I'd really have to count. I've been in so many movies, not only but as like having roles in it, but just cameos and things. I've done a lot. But if anybody's really interested in seeing the work I've done, they could definitely go to my website, themichelleshields.com. And I have my resume on there. You can get to my IMDb. You can watch my demo reel and other videos I have up, and I also have like lots of modeling photos up there too people can check out.
Did you start in acting or modeling first?
Acting. I kind of fell into modeling. I still consider myself an actress first and foremost, but I have modeled before. I model for comic book divas. They use my likeness in their comics, so that's really neat. Modeling is one of those things where I really enjoy doing it, but I don't really go out of my way to try and seek modeling gigs or anything like that. But if they come up, I'm definitely interested in it because it's fun, and I really it's like an instant gratification. You play a character in a movie and you have an interesting costume, interesting look, and then you got to wait for it to get edited, released, and everything. But with modeling, you get to dress up in cool outfits and do really cool things, and then you just, here's the picture. All right, you're done. So I really like getting that instant gratification of it.
So who are some of the actors or actresses that inspired you growing up?
I've had a lot that have inspired me. From all different kinds of genres. I'm in the horror industry, definitely people like Linnea Quigley and Bill Moseley, both great people. I got to work with Linnea Quigley in Postmortem America 2021. That was just a childhood dream come true. But, I really love the classics. I was always one of those people that really would just choose like a black and white movie over anything. I'm a really big fan of like Vincent Price, James Cagney, Jerry Lewis. Oh, I love Jerry Lewis. Marx Brothers, Three Stooges, Stan Laurel, Oliver Hardy. What I really love about all those people is they're not just actors. You know, they're singers, dancers. They're all around performer, and they could do anything. I mean, James Cagney is a great example of that. He can go from being one of the best gangsters you've ever seen in a movie in like Angels with Dirty Faces. And then next, he can be a song and dance man in Yankee Doodle Dandy. He can do anything. He can pull it all off. And people like Vincent Price, who are classically trained, you watch movies nowadays, and everybody tries to be really realistic and everything. But I think there's something really special about performances like Vincent Price gave, where you're classically trained, because it really makes you feel like you're in the movie. And it really takes you to a whole new place. It makes you feel like it really makes the experience that much better.
Since you're such a fan of old movies, is there a certain movie that you would have liked to have been in if you had been alive at that time?
Oh my goodness. So many. I would have loved to have played like a character like in House on Haunted Hill, Vincent Price's wife. Like, I love that kind of character where she's very elegant, but at the same time she has an evil side to her, but she's not like completely crazy looking or anything. Like, you don't know if you could trust her or not. I love those kind of characters. I would have loved to have been in any kind of Jerry Lewis movie, like Living It Up, or, I would have loved to have had Janet Leigh's role in that. I think that would have been great. And honestly, I was talking to someone yesterday. I think if I did a movie like Yankee Doodle Dandy, or one of those movies where just singing, dancing, big theatrical numbers, if I could do a movie like that, I think I could retire, because I don't think it could get any better than that. I'm just such a nerd and such a sucker for those big kind of movies like that. So anything like that would be great. I really want to do more comedy, and I love when I get to do horror films that have comedy in it, because comedy and horror are my two favorite things. When you put them together, it's just like a masterpiece.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies is Return of the Living Dead. Yeah. And I think they combine horror and comedy really well in that one.
Yeah, that is actually my favorite horror movie. And second is gotta be Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 for me. Those are my top two favorite movies.
Of the movies that you've appeared in, do you have one that you are more proud of?
I'm very selective about what I work on, so I'm proud of everything that I do, but I'm really excited about one of the last movies I just did, Frankenstein Day of the Beast. I think it's one of the best things I've ever done. Everything from the actors that were in it, everybody was great. It was a period piece. They made all the sets. I had to wear like an 1800s corset every day. It was done very, very well, and it's going to be actually in stores October 17th. So I'm really excited about that. When I get to play Elizabeth Frankenstein, so that's like a childhood dream come true for me too, because I was such a fan of, all the Universal monsters and everything. So to be in a Frankenstein movie, I think that's pretty neat. I need to do like a Dracula and a werewolf now.
Do you have anything that you're currently working on?
I have a few projects that I'm currently working on. I'm going to be filming Hell's Little Angels in a couple months. It's a Sidney Colt's movie. It's kind of got like a grindhouse feel to it, so I'm really excited about that one, because that's another kind of type of movie I've always wanted to do, where you have like a couple strong women that just kind of don't take no for an answer type of thing. I'm going to also be doing a revisioning of Night of the Living Dead with Matt Cloud, who's doing that. I'm going to be doing that at the end of the year. And I'm also working on a project next year called Llorona by David Gwynn, which is a really interesting Mexican folktale that it's actually very, very popular, but I'm so surprised it hasn't been made into a movie yet. So I'm really excited to jump in on that one, because it's about like a kind of paranormal type stuff, and I'm really into paranormal type stuff, so I'm really excited to do a movie about it.
Now, you mentioned you had a website. You have a Facebook page and all that, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm definitely on Facebook. You can find me there. If you go to my website, you can find links very easily to my Facebook, IMDb, YouTube, even MySpace I'm still on. If people still use that, I check that every once in a while. But they could definitely go there and find out how to get in contact with me for anything. I also put on there where I'm going to be when because I do a lot of conventions, make a lot of appearances. And I also have a shop on there if people want to, if they decide they want to get some of the comics or DVDs or photos that I have.
In recent years, with all the cell phone advances and movie camera advances and all that, just about anybody can make a movie. Do you have any advice to any aspiring actors and actresses out there?
My only advice would be don't sell yourself short. Don't be self-defeating. Don't sit there and think to yourself, wow, you know, I'd really like to film something, or I'd really like to write something, I'd really like to act in something, but, you know, I don't think it'll turn out any good or anything like that. Don't worry about that. Just once you start, it's going to get a lot easier. So if you really want to get into it, just go ahead, start shooting something, start filming something. It doesn't even mean you necessarily have to show it to anybody right away. But it's good to kind of get your feet wet and start the ball rolling. But, you know, anybody can really make a movie nowadays. I mean, even the Avengers movie, they shot some scenes with an iPhone, you know. So it just goes to show with modern technology, anybody can really make a movie, and you never know what you could do with it. You could shoot a movie on an average camera. You could get it like Best Buy or something, and the next thing you know, it could be playing in movie theaters. You never know. Look at movies like Paranormal Activity. I mean, you don't always have to have the best of the best. Sure, it's great, but you can definitely get things done if you have a vision.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time talking with me this morning.
Sure, anytime. It was my pleasure.
And I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much. You too.